By then she mostly had me, although I still didn't know it. I wonder if Eddie... As Mia took her away for the last time, tearing her free from her thoughts and sending her a tumble into the dark, Susanna realized how completely the needy, terrible bitch had possessed her life. She knew why Mia had done it, because of the chap. The question was why she, Susanna Dean, had allowed it to happen. Because she'd been possessed before? Because she was as addicted to the stranger inside as Eddie had been to heroin? She feared it might be true. Swirling dark. And when she opened her eyes again, it was upon that savage moon hanging above the Discordia and the flexing red glow, Forge of the King, on the horizon. "Over here," cried a woman's voice, just as it had cried before. "Over here, out of the wind." Susanna looked down and saw she was legless and sitting in the same rude dog cart as on her previous visit to the Allure. The same woman, tall and comely, with black hair streaming in the wind, was beckoning to her. Mia, of course. And all this no more real than Susanna's vague dream memories of the banquet room. She thought, Fetek, though, was real. Mia's body is there just as mine is at this very moment, being hustled through the kitchen behind the Dixie Pig, where unspeakable meals are prepared for inhuman customers. The Castle Allure is Mia's dream place, her refuge, her Dogon. To me, Susanna of Midworld, and away from the Red King's glow, come out of the wind and into the lee of this Merlin. Susanna shook her head. Say what you have to say and be done, Mia. We've got to have a baby, I, somehow, between us, and once it's out, we're quits. You've poisoned my life, so you have. Mia looked at her with desperate intensity, her belly blooming beneath the serape, her hair harried backward at the wind's urging. 'Twas you who took the poison, Susanna. 'Twas you who swallowed it, aye, when the child was still a seed unbloomed in your belly. Was it true? And if it was, which of them had invited Mia in like the vampire she truly was? Had it been Susanna or Odetta? Susanna thought neither. She thought it might actually have been Odetta Holmes. Odetta, who would never have broken the nasty old blue lady's for special plate. Odetta, who loved her dolls, even though most of them were as white as her plain cotton panties. What do you want with me, Mia, daughter of none? Say and have finished with it. Soon we'll be together, aye, really and truly, lying together in the same childbed. And all I ask is that if a chance comes for me to get away with my chap, you'll help me take it. Susanna thought it over. In the wilderness of rocks and gaping crevasses, the hyenas cackled. The wind was numbing, but the pain that suddenly clamped her midsection in its jaws was worse. She saw that same pain on Mia's face and thought again how her entire existence seemed to have become a wilderness of mirrors. In any case, what harm could such a promise do? The chance probably wouldn't come, but if it did, was she going to let the thing Mia wanted to call Mordred fall into the hands of the king's men? Yes, she said. All right. If I can help you get away with him, I will help you. Anywhere, Mia cried in a harsh whisper. Even... She stopped, swallowed, forced herself to go on. Even into the toad-ash darkness, for if I had to wander forever with my son by my side, that would be no condemnation. Maybe not for you, sister, Susanna thought, but said nothing. In truth, she was fed up with Mia's megrims. And if there's no way for us to be free, Mia said, kill us. Although there was no sound up here but the wind and the cackling hyenas, Susanna could sense her physical body still on the move, now being carried down a flight of stairs. All that real-world stuff behind the thinnest of membranes. For Mia to have transported her to this world, especially while in the throes of childbirth, suggested a being of great power. Too bad that power couldn't be harnessed somehow. Mia apparently mistook Susanna's continued silence for reluctance, for she rushed around the Allure's circular walkway in her sturdy huaraches and almost ran to where Susanna sat in her gawky, balky cart. She seized Susanna's shoulders and shook her. Yar! She cried vehemently. Kill us! Better we be together in death than to— She trailed off, then spoke in a dull and bitter voice. I've been cozened all along. haven't I?